Welcome to the Nurse Shark Academy Show, a Baxter Professional Services production. Welcome to the Nurse Shark Academy Show, where we're experts in nursing and experts in business. The Nurse Shark Academy Show highlights nurse business owners and others in the healthcare field who promote entrepreneurship. We interview nurse leaders and encourage them to tell their story. My mission is for you to own your seat at the table of nurse entrepreneurship, gaining the confidence, skills, and freedom to live your life on your own terms. You will dream big and expand your consciousness as an entrepreneur. Join us and support these wonderful nurse entrepreneurs and leaders. Today's guest is Alexandria Jones Patton, and today's episode, How One Nurse with a Passion for Public Health Nursing Turned into an Entrepreneur. My mission is for you to own your seat at the table of nurse entrepreneurship, gaining confidence, skills, and freedom to live your life on your own terms. I specialize in working with nurses and other health professionals who want to reduce burnout, pessimism, and compassion fatigue, so you can become a successful entrepreneur to reclaim the love you have for your profession and to create a fulfilling and prosperous life. Join the Nurse Shark Academy at thenurseshark.biz and come feel the sun, providing a clear path for business success. And welcome to the Nurse Shark Academy Show. I'm Tina Baxter, your host. The Nurse Shark Academy Show highlights nurse business owners and others in the healthcare field who promote entrepreneurship. We interview nurse leaders and encourage them to tell their story. Join us each week for these wonderful nurses and their story. We have today's guest is Alexandria Jones Patton, and her business is authored by AJP in San Pedro, California. Alexandria says in 2017, she became a registered nurse, dedicating 3 years to the hospital floor duties before pivoting to public health shortly after the COVID-19 pandemic. That should provide for some very interesting stories. She says her passion is for broader engagement and personal growth had led her to launch Authored by AGP in 2022 during her PhD studies. She says this venture represents my aspiration to own a business, integrating my interests and expertise. Her primary goal is to educate the public and inspire others about heart health using her unique blend of experiences and knowledge. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Thank you so much, Tina. Thank you. Thank you for having me. And thank you for having this platform. This is amazing.
I love talking to other nurses and finding out what they're doing. And we have such interesting stories to share. And I think that's one of the reasons why the public trust us, and we are still number one.
Woo! Still number one
on the Gallup poll.
Yeah, I saw that this afternoon. Yeah, still number one.
Yep. What is this? Our 22nd year, 23rd year, something like that.
I think you're right. I think we missed 1 year in there somewhere, but yeah. Historically, we're the most trusted profession out there.
Yes. So I think that is. Kudos to nursing because of what we do and bring to our patients and how we help people. So,
yeah, I think we deserve that title. We play a lot of different roles in the overall health and well-being of our patients and our communities. So, kudos to us. I'm glad to see us in that number one spot again.
Definitely. Now, let's start. Tell me a little bit about your nursing background. What made you become a nurse?
Well, I always thought I was going to be a physician first, to be honest with you. I initially thought that I would be a physician, primarily because I really hadn't heard about nursing when I was young enough. When I was younger, unfortunately, my grandmother had passed away from colon cancer, and I was about 6 years old. And at the time, I was just thinking all of these questions, like, what's happening? What's going on in her body? What is supposed to be going on in these final weeks of her life? And it wasn't until high school, actually, shout out to Benson High School in Portland, Oregon. There was a CNA program and I graduated with my CNA license first. So I said, oh, well, why not go into nursing? It's going to take less time. I can finish and, you know, settle down, start a family. None of that happened. As soon as I thought that it would anyway, I still ended up taking the scenic route into nursing. So yeah, my first introduction was actually through a nursing assistant program offered through my high school. And I'm so blessed and fortunate because I know that that's not the norm in a lot of high schools.
You know, you're right. And there are a lot of high schools that don't have those types of programs. And it would be nice to be able to introduce students to nursing in that capacity. And might I say, as a person who also was planning on going to medical school, not realizing that getting your nursing degree is one of the hardest degrees to get.
Yes. Yes, it is.
People don't know that.
Yeah. I love nursing. And I love the fact that we have all of these different avenues to enter nursing and to get, you know, we have two terminal degrees. We have, you know, several entry pathways into nursing, but it's also a challenge because each pathway, each degree requires a certain type of person and every program is different and the training is different. And I imagine that physicians go through the same thing, but it is hard. It's hard to figure out exactly what type of nurse you want to be. Why do you need to be an RN or an LPN and not the other? Why do you want to be an advanced practice nurse? Why do you want to be a nurse leader? All of these things are coming at you at the same time, and you really have no time to really think too much about it because it's really more about that experience too of where you end up landing in the first place.
I think that's so important because a lot of times nursing students go in with the idea of, oh, I want to be a pediatric nurse, or I want to work with babies and I want to, you know, work in the NICU, or I want to go in oncology. Yep. But what's nice about nursing is that you can start off as a generalist,
yep,
get your background, and then move into so many different areas a lot more easily than you could if you were in a physician specialty.
Right.
Because you, after you graduate, you kind of learn, other than if you're going to do an advanced degree, but you kind of learn on the job. And so there's advantages to that, that flexibility that maybe other professions do not have.
Exactly. I started on a telemetry unit, and even though it's literally a step above med-surg, we get so many patients that really are coming with med-surg type issues. It's just that their heart is reacting. So they're on our floor. So you see so much. And it really does give you an opportunity to figure out, okay, do I really want to still play with cardiac patients, true cardiac patients, which would probably lead you to things like cath lab, or, you know, a lot of people love to go into the ICU and the ER, but it also may lead you into something entirely different that you had no idea you were interested in the first place. Like people on telly, oftentimes they're coming with gut issues, they're coming with liver issues, they're coming with endocrine issues, they're coming with infectious disease issues, and the heart issue is really secondary. And that's where you get to kind of learn, like, oh, okay, I think I like this organ more than I thought that I did. Maybe I should pursue something in this other arena. And there are so many opportunities for nurses out there to do exactly that.
I love the fact that you can explore, and that's what I encourage nursing students to do. You're on those different clinical rotations. You can kind of get a little bit of a taste, but if you can get a job working in the hospital as a tech, excuse me, you get a chance to explore the different floors and what they offer. And I was fortunate that I got to pick a specialty that I really wanted to go in. And it had to do with the fact that I really wanted to work at this hospital. And so I chose psychiatry.
I think that's how it happens though, right? You finish nursing school and you say, well, where do I want to work? Oh, I really want to work at this hospital. Why? Because somebody told me it was cool. Or, oh, I think I saw it on TV. Or, oh, I heard, you know, whatever about a clinical rotation from a clinical rotation, or, you know, some type of program for new nurses and how much training you might get and how welcoming the environment might be. It's always something that we're looking for.
That's the beauty of it. You can find that niche that fits you, and then maybe you need to move on and it doesn't fit you anymore. So tell me a little bit about your educational journey, because it sounds like you've done a lot.
I definitely took the scenic route to become a nurse. So I'm a second career nurse. I actually went and got two other degrees before getting my nursing degree. And, you know, a lot of that had to do with my difficulties, my struggles with your science classes, the general chemistries and the anatomies and the microbiologies. I failed all of those courses and I essentially gave up. I went ahead and got another degree in a completely unrelated field. Well, not completely unrelated. I have my bachelor's in human development and family studies. So I became a preschool teacher and liked it, didn't love it. And I said, okay, well, I have to figure out what's next, right? So I, for whatever reason, thought it was the smartest idea out there on the planet to go and get my master's in business administration for whatever reason. I still, to this day, don't know exactly what I was thinking all that time ago with getting that degree, but it's paying off now. But essentially that degree sat idle for about 10 years. So again, sitting in the same boat of, well, what am I going to do? I don't know. I'm not in a place where I'm really loving my career. I went to college. I have all these degrees. Something's not connecting. And I kept thinking about nursing. It just wouldn't go away. It was like that itch that you just couldn't scratch. Mm-hmm. And I had to make that mindset shift of, okay, if this is really what you want to do, you got to go back to school and take these prerequisites and pass them and get into a program. And that's exactly what happened over a 2-year period. I retook all of those while I was also applying for programs, got into one entry-level master's program in LA. And yeah, it's really just kind of flourished from there. I've been a nurse since 2017, and I honestly feel like I'm just now kind of getting my footing with figuring out exactly what type of nursing I enjoy, but also how I can utilize my nursing degree and my experiences to my advantage so that I have a work environment that allows me to do what I want and to be flexible. I think a lot of us stay at the bedside oftentimes longer than we should because we're so used to or loving the fact that we can have 3 days on, 4, 5, 7 days off, right? You oftentimes don't have to go and request a vacation. The only times that I requested a vacation while I was on the floor were the weeks of my birthday, because I wanted to make sure you were not calling me saying, where are you? You're supposed to be here. No. outside of that, I didn't have to do that. I could work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then come back Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the following week, and no one would care. Like, these are things that I thought I had to stay on the floor in order to enjoy that flexibility. And as I'm moving around into different spaces of nursing, I'm finding out that that's just not true. I don't have to clock in and clock out. I can definitely do other things, and I can marry my degrees to find aspects of my skill set that I can use in different ways and make money from it. So yeah, here we are.
Yes. And I'm saying, you know, bringing that MBA has got to be so helpful and useful now that you're building a business and doing those other things, because you know, I'm a firm believer that nothing is wasted.
You know, I agree with you to a certain extent. I finished my MBA in 2012, and social media was just kind of sort of starting to take off. Facebook was there. I remember Facebook being a thing when I was in high school. And then once I got to college, like the whole college email requirement kind of fell off. So everyone is all of a sudden on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then LinkedIn kind of snuck in, Twitter snuck in, Instagram became like the baby brother, just and catapulted out of nowhere. And at that time, when I was working on my MBA, social media wasn't really a talking point. It was there, but it was still in the newbie stages. So now I'm doing a lot of learning on the marketing side and the social media side, because I didn't have that when I was initially going for my studies. And that's fine. You know, the markets change every day. The markets change based on so many different factors. You kind of have to shift with the market anyway. So that is one thing I can say I took away from my time getting my business degree.
Well, I have to say that you're a little bit farther along than most nurses, because, you know, we're taught nursing, but a lot of nurses, we aren't taught how to do things like, you know, balance our books, make sure you have a policy in place for everything. And Make sure that your human resources is taken care of and how to write your business plan and apply for a loan. I mean, those are things that you would think that they would teach us. And even in graduate school as a nurse practitioner, we kind of had maybe a lecture or two on starting your own practice, but we really didn't do a lot with it, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's because nurses, typically we don't bill for our own services at the bedside. So I think some of that's going to be changing soon, which I hope that nursing will be able to cost out their services. And so if you pass that pill and you do that work, you should be compensated for the work that you do.
I think that we're a ways away from that, though. I think, you know, there's so much conversation right now about AI, and there's so much conversation about what nurses really do at the bedside, even now. And that amazes me. But even back to the business aspect of it, we've been taught to be all of these different things for the patient and for the public to protect them and protect their health and their overall well-being. Business isn't really a part of the plan. You do see some nurses who will, you know, do a dual degree. They'll do a dual MSN MBA, but even those programs are so few and far between because that's just not what nurses are traditionally seen as doing. They're seen as doing this work at the bedside, getting their thank you and their Daisy award, and then going home and waking up and doing it all over again. So I do think we're in a space where nursing is expanding and we are seeing more people in nursing venture into these outlets, if you will, or these areas where we weren't really seen. But I think it's going to be some time, I think, still before we get to that place where, you know, nurses are seen as an entity that can be paid by the service. I see it with the nurse practitioners, and that was one of the reasons why I was a little bit afraid actually to go for my nurse practitioner license, was because, you know, you guys do have to set your rates and you guys do have to bill, and you know, you have to know how to bill and you have to be compliant and have all of these, you know, licensing and regulations, and that just terrified me. So kudos to you guys.
Well, you know what? Everything is figure outable, and that's what I tell people. Yeah. You know, that's one of the reasons why I created the Nurse Shark Academy, is so that nurses can get those business skills. When I started my first business, I had two business partners, and we really didn't know what we were doing when we started out, but we did our research, we did our homework, we sought out mentors and coaches and did everything that we could to learn how to build. And as we gone along, we learned some things. Yeah, we got some knocks on the head, that, you know, as you invariably do.
That's normal.
So as I learn, I take those skills that I learned and I teach it to others. And so I think the shift, there's been a shift and a change in nursing, even from the time when I started. When I started nursing school and my BSN program, I was told in 10 years, 15 years, all nurses are going to be required to have a master's degree. Well, that didn't happen. Yeah. But what did happen is that we ended up getting the doctorate of nursing practice out there. Yeah. And so now we have a terminal degree for the practice side of things, as well as the academic PhD type degree, which is great. And it's gotten to the place where it's like, I don't know if I want to go back for another degree. I've got two bachelors, a master's, and a postmaster's. I think I'm good.
Yeah, don't do it if you don't have to. Make it make sense. Make it make sense for you first.
Yes. I mean, it'd be great to do it, but I just mentally and financially, I'm like, I'm not there yet to make that commitment. But kudos to those that do, and I applaud that. What made you decide to go back and get your PhD out of curiosity?
Oh, man. So another dream deferred. I really thought I was going to be a nurse practitioner, even though I was terrified of all of the things that I might have to deal with once I got to the other side. And I actually applied for one nurse practitioner program. I have no idea why I did that, by the way. I've never just put all of my eggs in one basket. But I said, oh, I'm just going to apply for this one program. I'm in Los Angeles at the time, by the way. So there's plenty of programs. I said, oh, just this one. Well, they said no. And I said, okay, well, I wanted to go and do some nursing research anyway. So I decided to apply for my PhD. But the reason that I did that was because while I was getting my master's in nursing, I had the opportunity to get some exposure to nursing research. I was a part of a pilot program. We did a qualitative study and I said, oh, this is like really kind of cool. Like I didn't think anything about it, just like when I was a kid and I didn't think anything about nursing. I got immersed or was able to immerse myself into nursing research and developing papers and getting some experience that I had never gotten before. And this was something that was an opportunity outside of the bedside. I always knew that I didn't want to be a bedside nurse. I didn't want to retire from the bedside. And I found it more interesting than I thought. And I remember thinking to myself while I was getting my master's, I said, okay, like this could be something I could really think about doing after I get that nurse practitioner license. So I just never got the nurse practitioner license and went and got the PhD instead.
You know, you never know how that's all going to play out. I got a master's in nursing education, which I use. But I also was going to do the family nurse practitioner program. And I remember being in my peds rotation and hated it. Oh. Not that I don't like children. I love children. I don't want to treat them. They terrify me. Yeah. What if something goes wrong, right? But I miss my geriatric patients.
Yeah.
So much so, I just wanted to go visit them. And I thought, you're in the wrong program, girl. Go Jero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I did, and I'm very happy I did.
Awesome. So see, it was that experience of figuring it out first. And that's exactly mm-hmm. what happened with me. And for me in nursing, it was always maternity. Maternity terrified me more than any other advanced practice license I could ever go for. Maternity was it. I said, okay, I can't, no.
Yeah, no, I definitely was not cut out to be a midwife. I have friends who are midwives and I'm like, God bless you. I spent 2 weeks with my cousin who's an OBGYN in my first undergraduate, my biology degree. And I knew right then and there, I would never be an L&D. I did not have the patience. And I found it awfully boring. I really did. And my midwife friend's like, oh no, every birth is different. I'm like, no, it's not, unless something exciting happens, but you don't want anything exciting to happen.
Right.
You know, and I realized that's why I like geriatrics, because my day is never the same.
Right. It's true.
Never the same.
So true.
So how did you go from then academia and research to starting your business?
Oh, so 2020 was a pivotal year. I think it was for all of us.
Yes.
2020 was kind of the end of floor nursing for me. I figured out very early that I was not going to stay on the floor. So I made a quick pivot. I was a nurse in California at the time, and there were plenty of public health nursing jobs out there to really kind of help manage COVID, particularly among people experiencing homelessness and people who had to go to work every day. So there was all types of jobs, COVID screeners and, you know, all types of little COVID-19 testing, everything. So I made that pivot. I did that type of work for about 2 years. And while I was doing that work, I was already in my PhD program. I had started just before COVID hit, fall of 2019. My class was kind of labeled the COVID babies because we graduated this past summer. And yeah, we were a part of that era of getting the degree pretty much online, which even at the doctorate level wasn't really that common to do, but it's what happened. And while I was getting my PhD, I really still had that itch that I wasn't able to scratch. And I said, okay, like the itch is having my own business and really kind of having my own way with my time and figuring out how I can leverage whatever skills I have to get back more time and make money at the rate and in the way that I want to. And the great thing about academia is that there's so much time that you spend writing, reading, researching, data analyses. there's a whole field of people, medical writing, content writing, writing, freelance writing, that nurses could absolutely tap into, and they have no idea. Why? Because we are so, you know, we're taught to stay at the bedside and to consider nurse leadership and to consider these other more traditional roles that are around the hospital setting or the public health setting. And I really just kind of fell into freelance writing. And I said, okay, like, this is something that I can do at my pace. It doesn't require a ton of startup time or startup costs, I should say, because it definitely requires some startup time. And that was really kind of it. I started taking a couple of nurse writer courses. And since then, I have just been growing my freelance business. I try not to call it a side hustle, but I have remained working because I am terrified. I'm telling you, I'm terrified of living off of one stream of income. So until I can grow this baby into something that produces multiple streams, I'm not ready yet to call it quits with my day job, with pursuing a career in academia. And I still feel as though there's a lot of work for me to do in academia. So I'm kind of juggling two things at once here. But freelance writing is so related to academia, it's unbelievable. And no one taught me that. I really just kind of fell into it.
Well, you know, I want to say, there is something to be said for, one, bootstrapping your business, right? Mm-hmm. And working your job until you're comfortable to move into your business full time. And you may never be comfortable doing that. It may just still be a side hustle. One of my coaches, for me, she says, hey, you know, your job is the best business loan you could ever have.
Yes.
Right? Because you don't have interest. You got to pay it back. Yes. Right? And so... there's a lot of nurses that are out there that are doing that. And I'm certainly doing that. I still see patients clinically and I do all this other stuff on the side. And so I encourage nurses, you know, if you're just exploring, you don't have to leave your day job.
Right.
You can start working on your business after work, on your days off, after you drop the kids off to school or whatever, spend an hour or two working on your business. Do something for your business every day, and you'll be surprised how far you get.
That's exactly what I'm doing now. And I have been doing it for at least a year and a half, almost 2 years. And it gets, every time you think that you've figured it all out, you venture into something else and it doesn't get old. The venturing into something else doesn't get old, but then it's still that commitment of putting in time to develop your skill set, to develop, you know, your business plan, or, you know, what you're going to go into next, how you're going to expand. And it's fun. It's exciting. I have to say it's difficult for me to be in any employment positions where I don't get bored after a year or two. Once I feel as though I've mastered something, I'm kind of, you know, looking for something else to tap into. And academia has its own challenges. So I know that in the next 2 years, I probably won't be tired. I might be tired, but in a very different way. But it's the same with freelance writing. There's so much for me to learn from and grow in. And there are so many people. I mean, I follow just everyday freelance writers. They're not even nurse writers. And I'm learning something from every newsletter that comes out, from every website that I visit, from every experience of another freelance writer. It's amazing. I love it.
I do too. I learned that I don't typically stay with one thing all the time, although I've stayed in the same area and field of work. I do different things from everything that I've done. Everything I've done, I sort of collected into this pool of wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
And however it works for you, every nurse is unique and different. And so what you bring to the marketplace may be different than what I would bring to the marketplace. And that's okay. And I want our listeners to hear that. You can start wherever you are. And if you're the person that needs to focus on one thing at a time, do that. I encourage that. I encourage it. Start working on one thing. Once you master that, then you can move on to the next thing, right? So that's very important. So now that you've gotten your business, and I see that you have offered to our listeners an ebook. Tell us about your ebook.
Yeah, so my ebook is called Beyond the Bedside, of course. And it's really just trying to open the mind of the bedside nurse to consider other careers. I do favor freelance writing in that book, but I really just ask people as they're reading through it to really kind of think about exactly why it is you're at the bedside. And if you have any itch that you just can't scratch, like I did, maybe you should pursue something like freelance writing, or maybe you read that ebook and you decide to pursue something else. There are so many nurses that are going into aesthetics. They're going into, you know, other types of business ownership. There's so much out there. And if you are not 100% satisfied with where you're at, find something else. Take the time to actually discover yourself, discover your talents, discover your wants, your needs, your aspirations.
Definitely. So much. That self-discovery and looking beyond. And I want to say this, for those of you that are perfectly happy, satisfied, the bedside is where you want to be, we're not saying that that's not important either.
Right.
Because I don't want people to hear that. Right. I mean, this show is all about nurse entrepreneurship, obviously, but you can be entrepreneurial even at the bedside.
Yes, you can.
Because I've heard from some nurses that created and developed some products,
yes,
or service lines or, yes, inventions,
yes,
that helps nurses at the bedside. Mm-hmm. So don't just think that you have to leave the bedside. Maybe your calling is to be at the bedside and make a difference there and be entrepreneurial there.
Exactly. And I definitely want to add to that. We need bedside nurses. As we continue to develop in medicine and in science, the bedside nurse is never going to go out of business. You will always have a job there. And so if that is where your heart lies, stay there, make the improvements. If there are any improvements that need to be made, take a leadership role, whether it's, you know, in the C-suite or at the actual bedside, and make the change, be the change, because we do have a lot of nurses who are trying to find their space and their voice and their skill set at the bedside, and they need more nurses who really do love that setting. So if that's you, stay there, figure out how you can, you know, bring out the camaraderie and enhance the skill set of the nurses around you and make for a pleasant environment, because floor nursing is not going anywhere.
That's, I don't care how many robots that they build, that robot may be able to detect, hey, their heart rate's going down.
Right.
They might be able to interpret, what does that mean?
Right. Right.
And they're not going to be able to hold your hand and cry with you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. People are so terrified right now of AI and what it's going to do in nursing and just in the world. But there is nothing like the human touch, and that is well explained and known at the bedside and among bedside nurses. They are not replaceable. They're just not.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, that her book again is Beyond the Bedside, and in the show notes, we'll put the link where you can download her free ebook. I'm very excited to get a copy and read it myself. And then you can also follow her on her social media. So I'll be posting that in our show notes as well. So one last and final question. If you had a piece of advice for a budding entrepreneur, what would it be?
Don't quit. I know that sounds much easier said than done, but if you are thinking about being an entrepreneur, don't quit. And I don't mean don't quit your day job. I mean, don't stop exploring it. Nurse entrepreneurship is beautiful, but there's a lot that goes on in entrepreneurship, and it will take you some time to really hash out exactly what it is you're supposed to be doing. And it may actually change over time, and that's okay. But don't quit. Don't quit on yourself. Give yourself grace. Give yourself time to figure out exactly what it is you're supposed to be doing. And understand that there will be hard days, but there will absolutely be beautiful days. For me, it's the seeing my name in print. There is nothing like it, whether it's academia or nurse writing. I see that name, that byline underneath that title, and I am just on cloud nine for the rest of the day, no matter what happened. So give yourself that time and that grace, and be patient with yourself, and just don't quit. Keep putting one foot in front of the other.
That's wonderful advice. Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep moving forward. And I do like celebrating yourself and seeing that your name on that byline, or finding yourself on someone's podcast as a guest, or because I guest on other people's podcasts too. And so it's great to see that, or I contribute to articles. And I actually Googled myself. I put it on LinkedIn last week. I actually Googled myself because I was looking for a particular article that I knew I had contributed to on WebMD. And I found like 3 or 4 articles that I had forgotten I pitched for, and they used it in the last 6 months. And I'm like, oh, did that come out?
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful when you
I don't have the byline, but I did contribute. So I thought that was great.
That is the most amazing feeling when you can Google yourself. Like, it's actually really cool.
Celebrate your wins. Celebrate your wins. We're all about celebrating our wins and always keeping that momentum going. Well, this is going to wrap up our time today. Did you have any final thoughts?
No, I just want to thank you so much for having me. And I hope that this resonates with a future nurse entrepreneur. If you are looking for me, you can definitely find my social media links at the bottom of this video. So I look forward to hearing from anybody who's interested in freelance writing and wants to know more. I have a book, I have a course, and I'm definitely willing to help other nurses get started in this field.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Alex, for being here. Our guest today was Alexandra Jones Patton with Her Business, authored by AJP. And I appreciate you being here with us today. Don't forget to tune in to the Nurse Shark Academy show on our YouTube page and hit that notification bell so that you will know whenever our new videos come out. Subscribe as well. And then for those of you that are following us through Podbean and wherever you get your podcasts, don't forget to give us a thumbs up or a follow. And we appreciate all of that. Thank you for being with us today, Alexandra. It was a pleasure having you, and I wish you well.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
Nurses, are you burnt out, frustrated, looking for something new? Are you looking for more? Nurses, are you ready to feel the sun? You will dream big and expand your consciousness as an entrepreneur. Your nursing license is your key to freedom. Join the Nurse Shark Academy at thenurseshark.academy.biz today.
Thank you for listening to the Nurse Shark Academy show wherever you get your podcasts, or watching us on YouTube. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and don't forget to hit the notification bell so that you'll know when all of our episodes come out. If you want further information, you can contact us on thenurseshark.academy.biz.